Hello, and welcome to our midweek message. As you may or may not realize, I'm sitting in front of a door. I often film from this corner of my office, and this door is actually not used. So there's a chair that sits in front of it, and often that's where I do the filming of these videos. But as I was doing it today, I'm looking at the door and recognizing the fact that I'm blocking the door. I'm in the way of it. Now, Sunday morning, we talked about being ready for the coming of Jesus, being ready to open the door to him if he knocks. And honestly, if someone knocked on this door right now, it would freak me out because there's nobody in the church building but me right now. I've not heard anybody come in. So if a knock happens in the middle of this video, I may die of a heart attack. It would just scare me to no end. I'm not prepared for that. And then we also talked Sunday about the need to be prepared for the coming of Jesus. Would we be surprised by it? Yes, everyone will be surprised by it because no one knows the day or the hour that he's coming. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't be ready to be ready. And the encouragement that we looked at here, that when he comes, blessed are those servants who find them, whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly, I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. That's the hope. That when we see Jesus, we will get to fellowship with him, to see him face to face. We often hear stories or talk in Christian circles about being so excited to see Jesus, to look forward to being hugged by him, loved by him well. And that's beautiful. And I too am hopeful of that day to see him face to face. But here it says that he will come in and minister to us. I mean, I thought it was my job to minister to him, but this passage says he's going to come in and minister to me or to those who are ready for his return. I think we often miss just how much God is invested in and loves us. We forget that. We imagine that now in the family, we need to get with it and get to work. And we do. We need to be serving and loving others and sharing the truth of who Jesus Christ is with as many as we can. But we often skip over the fact that he so loves his children. As a matter of fact, in this very passage, Luke chapter 12, verse 35 to 40, it follows this little section right here in verse 32, where it says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Do you think about God the Father that way? That it pleases him to invite you into something with him. It pleases him to give you a portion of something that you can rejoice in and serve him with in this life and prepare for the next life. It pleases him to involve you in his work. It pleases him. He cares for you. He loves you. And it is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And I hope that the encouragement or the challenge from Sunday to be ready, to always be ready, is not turned into some kind of judgmental, hurtful thing in your heart. That's not what it was intended to be. It was intended in every way, in the passage and in the sermon, to be an encouraging invitation. Man, get ready. He's coming. And when he comes, it is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now, what do you do in between now and then? Like, okay, Greg, I hear you. Get ready, be ready. Like, have my mind on Jesus. Try to think about him. Maybe read scripture, memorize it, fellowship with other believers, go to church. Yeah. In this passage, it says, make your investments for heaven. Be careful that you are not trying to gather, sit in front of the door, and protect what you want to keep to yourself. Or if you're fearful in the house that somebody's going to break in, you put stuff in front of the door, right? And you might even put weight or put yourself in front of the door so that they can't open the door. Give, and it will be given in abundance back to you. And lay for yourselves treasures in heaven where the thief can't break in and steal, the rust cannot corrupt, and the moth cannot eat it away. Nothing can take it away because it is an investment in eternity. Those things will last. So invest your life in all that he's blessed you with in the kingdom. Father, thank you for your time here. Please, Lord, use it and bless it so that others will walk with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.